Next patient was Melanie Heller. Heller is H-E-L-L-E-R. Heller Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E. Melanie Heller. Date of birth is 1/15/59. And the date of visit is 1/5/24. Please make copy for Leopold Kretsch, MD. And that's L-E-O-P-O-L-D. Kretsch is K-R-E-T-S-C-H. Next paragraph, chief complaint is history of COPD and lung nodules. Next, history of present illness. This is a 64-year-old female who has a history of shortness of breath with exertion, has previously been evaluated by pulmonology in Ocala, and had a complete pulmonary function study as well as a CT of the chest done more than a year ago, was found to have pulmonary nodules, period. The patient's chest CT is not available for review. And the patient is unable to provide a copy of a recent chest CT. However, she states that she has had follow-up chest CTs which showed tiny nodules, which apparently are unchanged and need follow-up, period. The patient has occasional cough, no wheezing, and she denies any weight loss, denies myoptosis, fevers, chills, and night sweats. Next paragraph, past history has included history for recurrent bronchitis. She also has had a history for tubal pregnancy in 81, and breast augmentation surgery in 1989, and ectopic pregnancy in 1993. She had right thumb and right foot surgery in 2017. And she had bilateral mastectomy done in 2023 for tumors in her breast, but she states they were benign. And she opted for bilateral mastectomy due to the high-risk gene. The patient had history of bronchitis. And history for hyperlipidemia. She also has peripheral neuropathy. Next, habits. The patient smoked half to one pack per day for 25 years. Alcohol use occasional. Next paragraph, allergies to morphine. Next, family history, father died of lung cancer, mother is alive in good health. Next paragraph, system review. The patient denies weight loss or fatigue. Says glaucoma and no cataracts. Says no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleed. Says no urinary frequency, flank pains, or dysuria. She has no hay fever or asthma. She has some shortness of breath and cough. No nausea but has heartburn. No rectal bleeding or diarrhea. says jaw pain and reflux with chest pain, and says leg swelling, denies anxiety, but has some depression. Says no easy bruising. Says some joint pains, muscle stiffness. Says no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. I'm sorry, med list. Levothyroxine 50 micrograms daily. Simvastatin 20 milligrams daily. Gabapentin 100 milligrams BID. And vitamin supplements. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress. Blood pressure 110 over 60. Pulse 65, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 110, saturation 98. HEND abnormal cephalic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck, no bruising, thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Breath sounds diminished to the periphery with no crackles or wheezes. Heart sounds regular, S1 and S2. No S3 gallop. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no urinomegaly. Bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes on 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, fresh number 1. COPD with emphysema. Number 2 is lung nodules. Question mark etiology. Number 3 is hypothyroidism. And number 4 is hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She states that she does not need any inhalers at this time, and we will wait for the results of the PFTs before prescribing any bronchodilators. We'll also request for records from her previous pulmonologist from Ocala, and follow-up visit page approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for the primary physician, please, just talk to Susan.